Medicine Show.
Hola.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Ah, gracias, gracias. Bienvenidos al Show de Medicina. Esto es The Variety Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. Hopefully a little bit of insight. I'm DJ Paleface Jason Lawrence with DJ Ali Baba Ghazani.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, how's the back alley?
And finally, I came back after 5 weeks.
That's right. And how was your adventures on the other side of the world?
It was great.
Did you see any exciting exotic adventures?
Yes, so much fun. And I, just how it was for, and I made a new album and introduced the music and just came back. I miss everybody.
Oh, we're glad to have you back.
I can't control myself tonight.
Control yourself, man. Tonight's guests, musical guests, are a double bill of soul with a country twist. Billy Frew and Bill Taylor, otherwise known as William Frew and William Taylor. You know how it is. Good thing their name's not Richard. We'd be having a lot of fun with the jokes tonight. Anyway.
We're the double bills tonight.
Yeah, and Patricia Dumphy is going to be joining us. And anytime, well, she can't hear us in there. She'll be in a minute.
Political songs.
Well, you know, she's a very political girl, you know. It's one of her talents, you know. And also with us tonight is Latin soul singer Bachata, the singer named Michael Reyes Romance, otherwise known as Michael Romance. Give us a bit of love on the Medicine Show. Yeah. And tonight's prescription is exercise your emotions. So this is very appropriate. We got a lot of love going on with everything. So Vancouver, we're doing it all on CITR.ca, 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish Territory on unceded land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. And these territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. We'd like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly, and thanks to everybody who is facing tyranny and standing up for righteousness, by the way. We just are starting to go live. We're live on Facebook, y'all. We are now. We are now! Facebook, how you doing? Welcome to the Medicine Show. Also, everybody who wants to check out and see what's going on in the studio tonight, you can check us out on Vancouver Medicine Show. Just search Facebook for Vancouver Medicine Show. And that is Michael Romance. Get a little bit of love, babies.
Hola.
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 Martin, hi.
Oh, hi.
That's Martin Roach. How are you? Roach.
I'm doing good.
Great, great stuff. Also, Billy Frew. And
his young protege.
Yeah.
That's I'm older than you, ain't I?
It's a double bill, peoples.
No, you're the younger one.
I'm older.
You're the protege.
Okay, we are going to come back in just a minute with some music from these artists and Patricia Dumphy in just a few minutes on The Medicine Show. Let's listen to something from Anti-Doping. And they are a band that's going to be at the One Love Musical Festival on August 11th and 12th. They're actually going to be also doing the warm-up show at the Rickshaw Theater on the 11th at nighttime, the nighttime VIP concert. So if you'd like to go see that, just check out One Love, One Love West Coast Festival at the Stadium, Swan Guard Stadium in Burnaby at Kingsway and Boundary. This is Anti-Doping?
Yes.
What song are we going to listen to?
Anti-Doping.
Go
I'm
for it.
I'm going to play the Coco Jofro after these.
Okay, we'll be right back on The Medicine Show.
Yeah. She was just a little girl in school. Teachers told to be quiet and quit acting like such a fool. But they never realized the bright color she kept inside. She used to run and hide herself and cry. Didn't know where else to turn. Music of her mind was her only friend. She could be all she wanted to be, on that she knew she could always depend. She used to lose herself in her imagination, travel to the furthest destination. Time to stand up and be proud. Didn't want to follow the crowd. These are words to live by, a sacred vows. I don't care what people think of me. I'm gonna do what I want. I'm gonna do what I want. I'm gonna do what I want. She's gonna do what she wants. She floated down to earth. She counted measures of her self-worth. Decided to let all that shit go. Express her closet freak or inner weirdo. Now she feels the warmth of the sun when she walks around with a heart open. Sings her song wherever she go. Music pumps in her heart like a radio. Time to stand up and be proud. Didn't wanna follow the crowd. These are words to live by, a sacred vows. I don't care what people think of me. I'm gonna do what I want. I'm gonna do what I want. Commercials, they treat us like commodities, bought and sold. They say, all they good movies are just older realities. Let the dreamers dream of their own possibilities. Create my own pictures inside my own head. As I no longer want to be stupid. Say goodbye to all the best people. Store illusion, cause I'm still real. You only got one life to live for. And she's the only one that's keeping score. I say, he's the only one keeping score. I say, she's the only one keeping score.
Are we back on the Medicine Show with the people? Thank you so much for joining us tonight on CITR with our guests. We have got in the studio now Latin soul singer and bachata singer Michael Reyes Romance on CITR. And so he speaks mostly Spanish and a little bit of English, so we're going to do this in two languages. Michael Reyes Romance was born in the Dominican Republic, son of Venezuelan mother and Dominican father. He began in the world of music at the age of 13. Yeah, you could just go live there, publish. One second. You know what? If anybody wants to see what's going on in the studio, we're actually going to pause here for a second. Live video. There you go. We got Martin's going to go live for us there. So I was introducing Michael Reyes Romance. Thanks for standing by there. Born from the Venezuelan father, mother, and Dominican father, he began in the world of music at age 13, starting with several percussion instruments. In 2009, he moved to Canada and began performing in several musical ensembles. And in 2014, he decided to form his musical project called Romance. And he has been nominated for the Canadian Latin Awards. In 2015, he was... what is this, the Revelation Artist of the Year?
Like New Singer.
Okay, the New Singer of the Year in 2016 as a Popular Artist of the Year. That's great stuff. So you, welcome to the Medicine Show. Bienvenidos al el show de medicina.
Muchas gracias, muchas gracias. Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup. Three language.
Yeah, we got trilingual here. So... tú tocas música, esta canción que tú vas a tocar es en español, ¿sí?
Sí.
¿Cómo se llama la canción?
La canción se llama Aquí faltas tú.
Aquí faltas tú. Esto
o también está la canción que se llama Así es el amor. Son dos canciones.
Ok, pero tú es dos nombres para una canción.
No. Diferentes canciones. So, la canción que vamos a promocionar en mi álbum será Aquí faltas tú y Así es el amor.
Ok. I don't even know how to translate that. Aquí faltas tú es como
You miss here.
Yeah, you miss here. Yeah. Okay, so.
And the other one is the love is like this.
Okay, well, let's start with Aquí faltas tú. Y eso es Michael Romance in El Show de Medicina, The Medicine Show. Thank you so much for, go ahead and start. We're all excited to hear. Michael is setting up.
Quisiera bajarte la luna y decirte al oído te quiero. Romper el silencio que apaga mi voz cuando enfrente te tengo. Ya llevo buen tiempo ensayando el discurso, pero nunca me atrevo. Ya no sé qué hacer, con los nervios me matan, titubeo al intento. Si tú pudieras acercarte un poquito, mujer, se haría más corto el camino. No tendría que ordenar las palabras de amor, tan solo procesar el besito. Y así es el amor, te ilusiona y te eleva hasta el cielo. Así es el amor, tan bonito, puro y sincero. Así es el amor, llega disfrazado de bueno. Así es el amor, desconoce lo malo en su juego. Así es el amor, no. Qué triste saber que en tus ojos se refleja el brillo ajeno. Cuando hay un corazón que se muere de ganas por robarte tus besos, le pido a Cupido que corte las flechas, que la arruine el intento de ser merecedor de tu sonrisa, tus locuras y de todo tu cuerpo. Si tú pudieras acercarte un poquito, mujer, se haría más corto el camino. No tendría que ordenar las palabras de amor, tan solo procesar el besito. Y es que así es el amor, te ilusiona y te eleva hasta el cielo. Así es el amor, tan bonito, puro y sincero. Así es el amor, llega disfrazado de bueno. Así es el amor, desconoce lo malo en su juego. Así es el amor, tan caprichoso no tiene piedad. Desnuda el pudor, entra escondida cual ladrona al acecho.
Muchas gracias.
De nada.
Ah, yes, yes.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, that was. Of course, that was Michael Reyes' Romance. My phone is now going blurry. Why is that? Woohoo! Anyway, we are here on Facebook Live. If you want to see what's going on inside the studio, we are at Vancouver Medicine Show. Hello, Facebook.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody. Hello, world.
Hello, world.
Hello, Vancouver.
Hi, Patricia. You're in with us in the studio with Patricia Dunphy as well. So, you guys, we also have in the studio, as I was saying, Patricia Dunphy. And a couple of bills. We got a double bill. How are you going?
Double bill going on today.
Yeah, it's $2, right?
It's $2.
$2.
$2.
Yeah. $2.
If anybody can appreciate that, that's you know, isn't there like what do you, I know that First Nations people call, you know, somebody who's a young guy is a buck, right?
Yeah.
So
yes,
is that what you were referring to by $2?
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay. Billy Frew, a Canadian singer-songwriter and performer, is thought by his family and his friends as the next country music legend. Bill made it to the top 10 across Canada in a CMT contest in 2015, performed at the Big Valley Jamboree. He has also entered the 2017 CBC's Searchlight Contest and hopes to win one day. Listeners say that his music is from the heart, is fun and upbeat. Bill's next step is working towards finding the resources and expertise to professionally record his first album, because he is a heck of a songwriter and writes a lot of songs from the heart, I must say. So the world needs to know about this good old boy. Yeehaw!
Yeah.
He's wearing a cowboy hat, in case you want to tune in and see that. William Taylor, also well known as Bill Taylor, is from Montreal.
Billy Bob.
Woohoo. This microphone stand is
getting
in the
visual.
Here we go.
I got to speak right into the microphone.
There
I
you
got
go.
My instructions right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent.
Yeah. I'm the older one in the group.
He is from Montreal.
That's right.
He's from a band called...
Comment ça va, Montréal? Bonsoir.
Ça va super bien.
Okay, say something about the medicine show in French. Like, bienvenue.
On va parler en français.
Mais
oui, bienvenue tout le monde qui parle français, qui nous écoute de Québec. Moi, je suis dominicain, mais moi, j'ai parlé français dans la ville où est-ce qu'il vient, de Montréal.
Oui, je viens aussi de Montréal. Montréal, la vie de joie de vivre. Les gens qui sont chaleureux, que la musique va jusqu'à 6 heures du matin. À tout le monde qui sont sur la rue de Sainte-Catherine puis de Maisonneuve. Bonsoir, tout le monde.
Jusqu'à Saint-Laurent.
Wow, I wish I could... See, now I feel like I know what everybody else was feeling like when I was speaking Spanish and... You just don't understand.
Your Spanish is very good, actually. I'm
Thank
very
you.
Impressed.
I must say, it was just something that came second nature from hanging around a lot of Latinos for so long, you know. And it comes eventually. Well, actually, submersion is what happened.
I'm an English boy that lived in a small town in Quebec called Sherbrooke, and I was the only English family in an all French neighborhood, a very rough French neighborhood. So we had to learn French the hard way.
Ooh, the hard way.
But
the
advantages of learning French was women in Quebec are the most beautiful in the world.
Oh,
and
yes.
Since they all spoke French, it was an incentive for us English boys to learn to speak a few
so
words
you
in French.
French quickly.
Yeah, I think the first words we learned was "Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?" That didn't work out too well.
Ah, yeah, that's a song. It's not always a phrase yeah. used socially, right?
Yeah.
I know some French.
Okay,
I'm going to try and say it now. I dated a lady for 10 years that spoke French when she was upset. So,
jeez.
I'm going to try and say it. Le lever du soleil.
Le levée du soleil?
Yeah.
That's not swearing.
The levee
no,
of the sun?
Words,
what does the
French.
Levee mean?
I don't know what that means.
It means
sol. The...
Mean
the soleil.
Yeah.
Something
of is the soleil.
The
soleil?
The setting of the sun.
Oh, it's the setting of the sun. Yeah. She's yeah. angry. Yeah.
If you say that, I don't know. I guess I'm not sure what she meant by it, but...
Okay, continuing right along... Bill Taylor is, he was from a band called Rock Therapy, doing fundraisers for cancers, and recorded with a country singer in Nashville. Thank you. I recorded.
Hello, Nashville.
Yeah, what was the girl's name in Nashville?
Stephanie Powers.
Stephanie sounds like a powerful girl, doesn't she?
Yeah. She's a very good singer down there.
Bill played drums, guitar, MIDI synth, and he flew a plane, so he's also a pilot.
Mm-hmm. 3 years in the Royal Canadian Air Force and then certified with Air Canada on 737s.
You
so
see?
If you guys ever need a private pilot that's old, call me. Or you know,
you can
when
tilt
when,
that mic up a little
when,
bit.
When they're there in, when go. You're in a plane and they the stewardess come back and says, is there anybody
who
out there that
fly?
Knows how to fly a plane? Hey. So yeah.
He grew up loving Latin. Oh, I'm sorry.
I was just saying, you need a private jet first.
I know.
You know, we invite you.
Yeah, so.
You just need a private jet
that's
first
right.
before you get the pilot.
I know.
And that's Patricia Dunphy.
I have a Billy Frew music jet that's at the airport right now.
We have to buy a private jet so we
for
can
medicine
get,
show.
Yeah, the medicine show jet.
You can bring
that's
all
right.
the guests to
the show
with the private
that's
jet.
That's where you go.
It has to be one of those that lands there.
We've
got to
have some Latin pictures on the side of the jet, though, you know.
And so that was Patricia Dunphy. She is an Air Force brat, so she grew up flying, living around the world. Her grandfather was her grandmother was an opera singer in the 20s and worked around the country for the CN hotels. So she's done a lot of the work in those hotels. She played dulcimer at first and now plays guitar tonight and writes music. Folk to rock. She's a very political girl. She lives in a political world as she is Bob Dylan of 2017, as she puts it. I live in a political world. It's so political. Nice to have you guys on the show. What do you guys want to start with? What song do you want to do?
Billy
Frew. Do you want to do your first song?
I'm going to do a song that I wrote a few years back called She's Got Magic.
So. Sounds great. Take it away, Billy Frew. Do you want to pull that down so you can. That better?
That's probably good. Can you hear
microphone.
Me okay?
Bill is now adjusting the microphone.
Okay.
We're here live on CITR. And then we're going to take a commercial after this song.
Yeah.
Bill is now adjusting his seat and getting comfortable. Thank you for listening to The Medicine Show.
All around us, the beauty grows. She shines like a diamond. She glitters like gold. She uses attraction to hold her own. And Mother Nature cast your spell. She got magic in her soul. A mixes potions never grows old. She got magic in her soul. Well, in the morning, a sailor's warning. And winds howling. Waves higher, Mother Nature kissed to spill. She got magic in her soul, mixes potions never grows old. She got magic in her soul. Thank you. Mother Nature kissed your spell. She got magic in her soul, mixes potions, never grows old. She got magic in her soul. A moon's rising. Wolves crying. She goes flying higher. Mother Nature kissed your spell. She got magic in her soul, mixes potions, never grows old. She got magic in her soul. She got magic in her soul, mixes potions, never grows old. She got magic in her soul.
I just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Master Dirty Red Scum! Take him in the teeth, Red Hats!
Really?
Kill!
That's really
kill! Bad. Kill! Filthy bastard tummies! I hate him! I hate him!
Okay, well, You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Do you want to know more about human rights abuses, global issues, and international politics? Are you interested in writing to foreign and local governments in response to global crises? Are you ready to give peace a chance? If your answer is yes, then Amnesty International UBC may be the club for you. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/AIUBC or send us an email at amnestyubc@gmail.com.
Oh, man.
What?
I really wanted to catch that football game, but I have to clean my room. I'm so bummed.
Yo, man, totally chill out. You can catch it on CITR.
CITR?
Did someone say CITR?
Yeah?
CITR Radio brings you Thunderbird Sports on the weekends. Catch all the action and don't miss a moment of play with our live play-by-play and color commentary. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow,
that's great.
And if you can't catch the game, tune in at 3:30 p.m. every Thursday for our weekly update on UBC.
Well, this is Cool J, J, coming your way. It's Friday evening, I'm feeling nice, and I am ready to mash up the road tonight. Pick up my phone, call up my linky one time and say, yo, brother, what's the vibes? He
said, yo, let's go downtown, cause there's a party going down, cause it's the weekend, so all the yelling coming out. So I say, yeah, let's do that. We reached the parking lot, you said, I'm going in strapping. I said, no, don't do that. Don't come in on the dance with no 45, I beg ya. Leave the machine there outside, cause if you get in a gunfight, well, brother, you are gonna mash up everybody's lights. Don't come in on the dance with no 45, I beg ya. Leave the machine there outside, cause if you get in a gunfight, well, brother, you are gonna mash up everybody's lights. Well, Cool J, you know what things, stay out of road. Enough bad mind people, they out of road. Me say me no brother, but there's a little thing me want for sure. Tonight we a go practice self-control. Cause right now me not pre, no screw face. Cause my good vibes not go to waste. Over some little punk when I know them place. We a go buck up on them boy another day, so what me say? Don't come in on the dance with no 45, I beg ya. Leave the machine there outside, cause if you get in a gunfight, well, brother, you are gonna mash up everybody's night. Don't come in on the dance with no 45, I beg ya. Leave the machine there outside, cause if you get in a gunfight, well, brother, you are gonna mash up everybody's night. Strap. But the party time, no brother, or no time for that. Look how the girl them looking at her, them a wind up in a catch. Outfit so tight, wonder how they fit up in a that. Now let's make a toast to all those who are drinkers. Pass me a lighter, come here, waffy like the spliff. Yeah, yo, the party are so nice, me waffy, big up the selector. Your cross, pull up that, because that junior bad me brother. You see that girl in the red dress, she wants
hello
to be
hello
my lady.
Hi. How you doing? We're back on the Medicine Show. And we are in the studio now with Patricia Dumphy. And she is, does music as therapy. Tell us about that.
I work as a youth care practitioner at an alternative school. And I use expressive therapy, which encompasses all art. So I do music with kids, and it's very therapeutic.
And you think that that's good for the emotional state of these youngsters?
Good for the soul.
Okay, this is great stuff because our topic tonight is we're going to be talking about emotions and how to exercise your emotions. So we'll count this as some of your input. Excellent. What's the name of the song?
It's called State of the Union, and I wrote it just after the American election.
State of the Union.
Bob Dylan, Buffy, St. Marie, where are you? There's a rumbling on the horizon. I don't like how it feels, do you? What are you gonna do? I don't like this move. Well, I saw one step forward and two steps back now. Well, it's a one step forward and two steps back, yeah. Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. I don't want another tick-a-tick parade. Well, it always follows a war, and I don't care to ignore this. Let's make an intervention. It's the right thing to do, did I mention? Well, it's a love, not war, we need if we want this world to succeed. Well, it's a one step forward and two steps back. We're not moving forward, we're just moving back. One step forward and two steps back. We're not moving forward, we're just moving back, yeah. Thank you.
Lend me your ears, hold on to your fears. Try not to move your head, let's stick together instead. Just pay it forward, get ahead of the clock, tick tock. Don't be breaking it down, just hold each other up. Don't listen to them clowns. Well, that's a one step forward and two steps back. We're not moving forward, we're just moving back. One step forward and two steps back. We're not moving forward, we're just moving back. Yeah, one and two steps back. And two steps back.
Thank you. One step forward, two steps back. Isn't that just a life, though, eh? Very, yeah. Okay, so we have, every week we like to, you know, just remind people to be a little bit mindful of something. We call it a prescription, but you can call it what you like it. It's a topic for the show. And tonight's prescription is exercise your emotions. A few weeks ago, we began talking about how the medicine wheel has some great medicinal benefits which can bring balance as proactive medicine with the spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical aspects of humanity represented within. It can remind us of the importance of the balance of these aspects in our lives as they're all related closely to the center of being whole, and to exercise these different aspects with prayer for the spirit, feeling deeply for the emotions, challenging the mind for mental health, and keeping active for the physical body, we can find some balance in spite of the challenges we will most certainly face. Using the medicine wheel to find the path of balance as a goal, we can deepen our understanding of how we are related to all that we encounter and all that surrounds us, and outward from there. So understanding that we are all, in fact, related to every living thing and all that. That includes all life, big and small, such as all the trees, the air, the water, even the rocks, and extending to everything. So to care for the world starts with the love of the design of life. In our last few shows, we discussed creative ways to keep moving in order to keep our bodies active and how we can exercise our minds. And tonight we continue the series of exploring these aspects through, we explore our emotions, as we ask the question, how can we exercise our emotions? Now, balancing these emotions in some is something to work at. Never stop trying, as it is an exercise like any other. If you keep learning from your experiences and allowing emotions to be guided by wisdom, encouraged by physical activity, and blossoming from the blessing of spiritual wealth, we can be proactive, avoiding emotional complications. There will be enough challenges for you to learn as you go, as you may know. So, you know, it's better to stay positive if you can. It's not easy to deal with painful emotions head on, but it is a key to good health, being well-being mentally and spiritually. And if we don't deal with pain as it occurs, it will resurface compounded emotional and become toxicity, and later showing up as hostility and anger or fear and anxiety, blah, 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 all that negative stuff that we don't want to get into too much as the positive. So as a further complication, if you don't know how to deal with feelings and anger and fear, you're likely to turn them inward at yourself. Let's just skip all this. So say overcoming difficult emotions such as fear, anger, guilt, anxiety can bring on the same disguised benefits that dealing with physical illness can bring. Patients suffering from life-threatening illness often report that their diseases have taught them to love and value other people in their lives more deeply than before they became ill. So during recovery, they learn to appreciate and understand areas of life that they look forward to, that they took for granted before. So actually, I'm going to skip all of this and just say, take the time to find yourself and allow yourself to feel love for yourself away from the distractions of life and just try and keep positive. So we're going to be asking the other people about ways to stay healthy emotionally. So if you guys have any input on this subject, feel free to chirp in at any time. Eso es el tiempo. Estamos hablando de cosas que salud emocionalmente. Si tú quieres hablar de eso en español o en inglés, no importa.
Sobre la salud emocional.
Sí. Pero tú puedes cantar también. Por eso.
Claro, por el amor, habla, todo lo que canto es sobre el amor. Everything I think is about love.
So. Singing about love. So you would say, ¿tú crees que escuchando música es bien para salud también?
Claro que sí. Creo que la música es la madre de la ciencia.
He says it's the music is like the mother of science, and yeah, it's definitely healthy.
I think that, yeah.
Excellent. ¿Tú quieres tocar una canción? Oh, wait. Did you do that? Yes, he did. Okay, go ahead. So
antes quiero decir hi a las personas que están en live, Facebook Live.
Facebook
las
personas Live.
Latinos que están ahí. Está por ahí el DJ Sánchez Cuban. Está Violeta from Guatemala. La familia. Está mi amorcito, mi amorzote, Karina from Ecuador. Okay. Hay personas de República Dominicana también por ahí. Estás desde Honduras, está también Maribel en sintonía.
Tocar el batón que es un corazón para muchos.
Muchos latinos que están ahí.
Pero
my official DJ is there too, as DJ Sánchez Cuba from Vancouver.
¿Y otras shout outs? ¿Alguien más?
También, tienen que dar like y poner corazoncito ahí. Están en sintonía.
¿Tienes otros saludos para otra gente?
Un saludo a mi familia, que yo sé que van a ver este video. Yo sé que el horario no es el mismo que el de allá de República Dominicana. Pero mi familia que van a ver este video, pues aquí estamos representando Dear Dominican Republic.
Y si tú quieres escuchar en vivo en el radio, es CITR.CA. Okay, so we're listening to more of Michael Romance.
Uno del song?
Yeah, ¿cómo se llama esta canción?
Aquí faltas tú.
Aquí faltas tú, no es la última. ¿Qué es la última?
La última fue Así es el amor.
Sí, eso es para lo confundido.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was the song name? Aquí faltas tú?
Yes, that's this one. Okay,
so
we'll write it afterwards. Let's listen to the song.
Nada ni nadie es como tú. Bueno, en sí es lo que pienso. No tengo razones por qué mentir ni omitir mis sentimientos. Te quiero, te amo, te necesito. Y ya no hay más nada que decir. Y esto me lleva a resumir que aquí faltas tú con todo y tus gritos, con tus desórdenes y tus caprichos. Aquí faltas tú, aun cuando me aburren tus ojos marrones y tus jeans azules. Aquí faltas tú para escucharte, para entenderte como para amarte. Aquí faltas tú con tu sonrisa y ese sazón que tú le das a mi vida. Yeah. Nada ni nadie es como tú. Cuando de amor se refiere, yo cierro mis ojos, de algún modo te tengo, y es lo más cerca que puedo estar. Si no es contigo, no será con nadie, eso solemos prometer. No sé mañana, solo ahora, porque aquí faltas tú, con todo y tus gritos, con tus desórdenes y tus caprichos. Aquí faltas tú, aun cuando me aburren tus ojos marrones y tus jeans azules. Aquí faltas tú, para escucharte, para entenderte como para amarte. Aquí faltas tú, con tu sonrisa y ese sazón que tú le das a mi vida. Yeah. Muchas gracias. Eso era todo. That's it.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Okay, so someone was saying, alguien dice, por favor, traduz que tú dices antes. Okay, so he was, somebody was saying, can you please translate what the words this man was saying?
¿Aquí faltas tú?
No. Él quiere decir, escuchar que tú dices. He was saying hello to all of his friends that were listening to and family, people that were tuned into Facebook Live. So if you out there want to listen to and see what's going on in the studio, just tune in, check out Facebook Live, check out Facebook and search for Vancouver Medicine Show on Facebook, and you can see what's going on in the studio. How's it going there? All right.
So I'm looking forward to meaning of the Faltestu.
Okay, well, that is aquí Faltestu.
Fall is my favorite.
I think he's saying that you're, I'm like right here, right now, I'm missing you. Like you're not here. So without you, I can't learn, I can't touch you, I can't smell you, I can't, you know, I can't kiss you.
That's why. That's why.
Yeah. Okay. So, ustedes. I'm sorry. Okay. So back to you guys. Did you have anything to say about? Do you think that there's any way that people can find emotional balance in this world? Maybe confronting their fears or being happier or anything like that. Or do you got a song to sing about it? You want to talk about it?
Well, the only thing I know is
get right into the microphone.
Right into the
microphone. Oh, sorry. From Montreal, people from Montreal there.
Oh, hello, people from Montreal.
La gente, mi hermano, mi músico Gregory Tambora, estamos ahí en sintonía. Say, Dominican Swim Band.
Dominican Swim Band.
Oh, like this. Oh,
okay. So, what were you going to say about Dominican Swim Band? What were you going to say about emotional health, there, Bill?
Well,
get right in the microphone.
Yeah, sorry.
You want to lift it up? You can just bring it right up to you.
Okay, here we go. Is that better?
Yeah. You got to maybe put it down and then up. There you go.
Oops. It break my head. It's like fishing. It's like a fishing rod. I think what happens is a lot of people probably try to foresee the future. They see the future already, and it hasn't even happened. It's something you can't control. It's like the past. The past is already gone. There's nothing you can do about that. Mm-hmm. The only thing you can do about that is live for today. You could get run over tomorrow and worry all that you want. It's not going to do you any good. The only things I find that are helpful is animals, dogs, cats, horses, nature, music. Music is probably one of the best. Mm-hmm. To be outside around people with great music going on, I think that's very therapeutic. And I think in believing in oneself and know that there are probably billions of people that are worse off than you and probably would trade places with you. So just appreciate what you have and just deal with today. Don't worry about tomorrow. When tomorrow comes, then you can deal with tomorrow as it comes.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I would say that that's a really good point, you know, about what's in the past, what's in the future. You don't know what's in the future. Can't change the past. People really got to accept the way that things are. Nobody's perfect, not even like people. Like if you're feeling bad about something, don't expect perfection from yourself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This is a journey. We're all just trying to get better. So you're always going to get criticism. Don't let people criticize you and make you depressed or saddened. Just accept it and say, hey, maybe I can change that if I believe it or that's not valid. But nobody's perfect. So if you accept that you're not perfect and say, okay, yeah, you're right. I'm lazy or stubborn or this or that, but nobody's perfect. So I'm on my journey. And what about you? Right? Yeah.
Well, the other thing, too, is I realized, and I've learned this from people that are blind, that they don't have this problem, right? If everybody closed their eyes, instead of judging, most people judge with their eyes.
A lot.
Because what they see right away, they already made some judgments about how that person is, where they're from, what they do, that you like them or you don't like them. And it's all based on what you just saw. You haven't even listened to them yet, and then it's what you hear. But if you close your eyes, you've taken out a lot of that prejudgmental stuff mm-hmm. that happens, and now you can hear what's the real person, what they're really like. That's why blind people have such gifts.
Right? Yes. Well, you know, there's studies done, I could go into details, but there's studies done, you know, people doing brain imaging while people are repeating positive phrases about being compassionate mm-hmm. and loving, and it shows that they have quite a significant difference in their brain and the reaction for overall health. Mm. So it's proven in science.
Yeah,
you know, and even after you're an adult,
and it's harder today.
You can change your emotional state.
It's harder today. I mean, when I grew up, I had a mother and a father. I had two people at home taking care of me. Now, most kids don't even have two parents taking care of them. They learn most of their stuff at school. Everybody is so busy with getting on with their lives and trying to get things to happen that they forget about taking the time to get to know each other, get to know your kids, get to know what's going on with them.
Yes.
I think that's the part that's missing. I think that's why a lot of people are in this state.
First Nations have the answer.
So, go ahead.
First Nations of the world have the answer. It takes a whole village to raise a child.
Yeah.
And you just have to accept each other and acknowledge, and that's it. And just be generous with your heart.
Yeah. And learn a lot from them.
These guys in their cameras zooming around the room.
I feel like...
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I have the perfect song for this.
Excellent.
It's called The Old Man Blues.
Old Man Blues. Take it away, Billy Frew. Right. And
we already
the other
sang
Bill.
It
we sang it tonight. Oh, we sang it tonight at the... what was the event tonight? It was a charity.
It was a charity.
Fundraiser for...
Ride for Life.
What is this?
Ride for Life?
Yeah, it was a fundraiser for the shelter in Langley.
For the shelter in Langley. Yeah.
And the Gateway of Hope fundraiser.
Yeah.
And it was also for Big Brothers.
There too. We go. So good causes.
Generosity. It's always what everybody needs to do.
All right, Billy,
excellent.
We're going to sing
Billy's
the song.
Billy's got a song for us. Go. He's going to tell us about emotional health through a song.
Got to fix up the mic here.
Yeah. Before the song, go into the commercial for 1 minute and come back.
We're going to torture y'all for a second. Go to a commercial, and we'll be right back with Billy's song. What's it called, Billy?
Old Man Blues.
Wait for Old Man Blues. We'll be right back on The Medicine Show.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
The Leo Ramirez Show at CITR, Mondays from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. El show de Leo Ramirez en CITR, lunes de 5 a 6 de la tarde.
Start living. Start listening. From features through music to news, reflecting your views, this is
CYPR's thing.
CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC.
Accelerated program.
On the sign.
Jesse every day, an old friend came to stay. He's down on his luck, he had the old man blues. Too many broken hearts, too many broken dreams. I said, hey, Joe, I let that go. What do I do when I get those old man blues? Play some music to lift up my soul. And watch the way I rock, and watch the way I roll. Feels so good to let it go. Okay, Billy.
Multimedia now. We are truly a multimedia show. Okay.
We are exactly the meaning of dwellers in technology.
Dwellers of technology.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are continuing right along with our show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish territory, an unceded land. And we're talking a little bit emotional health. And just to go to a little bit of a study that was done on people that had some serious illness, they were saying that halfway through their study, the research, they quickly realized that people living in these situations with extreme ill health prefer to talk about positive experience they had. Well, isn't that a surprise? So they quickly realized this, and they preferred to talk about positive experiences. They learned that turning these experiences and emotions on its head and coming at it from a strength-based approach became more powerful and meaningful, because once people started to share their positive experiences, it gave them a greater positive sense of themselves and their surroundings. From this study, it was done by Can, which we could talk about later, has now begun to adopt this notion of dealing with critical illness and coming to discussing things from a strength base instead of a negative base or a weakness base. So, although negative emotions such as jealousy, anger, fear, and others are there, they say that focusing on positive experiences and beginning to retrain your emotions to focus on positive increases your emotional balance on the medicine wheel. So, thanks for that input, people from CAN. That's the Canadian Aboriginal AIDS Network that brought us that research. Thank you so much. And so, yes, absolutely. Let's give you this. I have somebody who is with us doing the... Oh, there we go. Someone is taking over for us on Facebook Live here so that I can be hands-free and not be bumping around while I'm talking to you guys. So if you want to see what's happening in the studio, come to Vancouver Medicine Show on Facebook. Just check it out. Search for Vancouver Medicine Show on Facebook. Yeah, yeah. Okay, thanks. You guys want to do another song? What song do you want to do there, Patricia?
I was thinking about doing a song I wrote for my daughter.
Okay.
And it's called Hear From Your Heart.
See, now isn't that speaking on the subject with music?
I was thinking that would be a perfect song.
Very appropriate. Take it away.
I want to teach you what's good and what's right, when to back down and when to fight. Be good to your fellow man, give what you can, get it back in time. It don't matter what you think of me, I just want you to open your eyes and see. Learn to hear from your heart, it's gotta be the only place to start. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Take a little time to get to know yourself. You know I love you, you make my heart melt. It's not so important to be cool, just hold your head up high and don't be fooled. It don't matter what you think of me, I just want you to open your eyes and see. Learn to hear from your heart, it's gotta be the only place to start. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You mean to me, keep what's yours and take only what you need. Learn to hear from your heart and feel yourself up from the inside out. It don't matter what you think of me, I just want you to open your eyes and see. Learn to hear from your heart, it's gotta be the only place to start. Oh yeah. Thank you.
what you got to say about it. You want to sing about it?
We want to sing.
Yeah, yeah. We're carrying right along. We're going to chug right along and hear a song from Billy Frew. What song are you going to do, Billy?
Oh, well, we're going to do a great song. We're going to do a song called, it's a Waylon Jennings song. And the Waylon Jennings song is called...
And Billy Frew is setting
up... Loving Her Was Easier.
Oh, yeah, I remember this one.
It's an emotional song.
Yeah, but it's
that's
it's
appropriate, right? Emotional.
Emotional. Yeah.
Let's get emotional. Don't hold back. Crying. Let it out. Start crying, peoples. You know what I say? Laugh for your life.
I seen the morning burning golden on the mountain in the sky. Aching with the feeling of the freedom of an eagle when she flies. Shadows of her eyes. Shadows of her eyes. And loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do again. And coming close together with a feeling that I never. She ain't ashamed to be the woman. She ain't afraid to be my friend. And I don't know the answer to the easy way she opened every door in my mind. The dreaming was as easy as never gonna end. Loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do again. Together.
thing I'll ever do again. Loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do again.
Oh my, oh my, oh my.
You got me, baby. You had me. You had me at hello.
Hello, I just called to say, or is it hello?
Okay.
How's it go?
Okay, how's we are now going to do, we're going to do a quick version of a song that is on the radio right now. It's a combination of everybody jamming together here. I hope you all tune in for this final finale. I just want to say, if you want to see, hey, ¿estás tocando en el festival?
Oh, yeah, sure. El
13. 13. ¿Tú quieres ver mi amigo?
Para las personas que hablan español, estaré el 13 de agosto en el Westcott de Michael Romance y otros colegas más. Bueno, Michael Romance estará ahí llevando la bachata de la República Dominicana, un poquito de salsa también. Me estaré presentando a las 5 de la tarde en el One Love Westcott Festival.
Michael Reyes Romance will be at the One Love West Coast Festival on August 13th at the Swan Guard Stadium. To get tickets for that, just check out One Love West Coast on Facebook and you can get lots of information. We're selling them. By the way, if you call me, I'm going to do a special giveaway. If somebody wants to go to this festival concert, you can call me right now and I'll give you tickets for free. Okay, it's only $20 to get in and $25 at the door, but if you want to win tickets right now, here comes the phone number. Yeah, call me after 12:30, 604-879-1949. I'll say that number again, 604-879-1949. Tickets for the festival are August 11th, 12th, and 13th. First at the Rickshaw Theater, then Swan Guard Stadium on the 12th and 13th. So give me a call, 604-879-1949 after 12:30. I'll get you in. All right. Next, we have Michael Reyes. Romance. Tocando. He's going to be jamming along with these guys on a song that you might... Is it Despacito? Despacito, cabroncito, mi hotito.
Llevo ya rato mirándote. Tengo que bailar contigo.
This is B minor. G. D.
Vi que tu mirada ya estaba llamándome. Bésame el camino que yo voy. Y que tu mirada ya estaba apuntándome. Tú eres el imán y yo soy el metal. Todo mi sentido va pidiendo más. Todo este calor me pudo. Ya me están pidiendo más de lo normal. Me pidiendo más. No tiene ningún apuro. Despacito. Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Cosas al oído. Si no estás conmigo. Despacito. Cuello despacito. Cosas al oído. Si no estás conmigo. Quiero verlo en tu piel, tus zonas de peligro. Que le enseñes a mi boca tus lugares favoritos. Déjame correr, correr tus zonas de peligro. Hasta provocar tus gritos y que olvide tu apellido. Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito. Nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito. Y esa rompecabezas. una destreza, pasito a pasito, suave suavecito, nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito, con esa belleza y tu delicadeza. Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito, cosas al oído, si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito, si no estás conmigo.
That's it. Coming out. Keep yourself emotionally healthy. Remember to be, you know, cathartic in your life. Face your emotions. Go somewhere where you can find some peace. Love yourself. And away from the distraction of everything once in a while. Get to know yourself. That's all I got to say about that. Every Friday night from 11 to 12:30, The Medicine Show is broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM and Vancouver, from Coast Salish territory and unceded land. I'm Jason Lawrence with DJ Ali Baba Ghazani.
Can we give the crisis line?
Hello.
The crisis line.
Okay. So anybody got any shout outs before we go away? Go ahead.
Be sure to call the crisis line if you need to talk to somebody. Just talk to anybody.
Yeah.
Love you, Bree. To the moon and back.
Keep talking. Keep the lines of communication going. Okay, anybody got any shout-outs? Any concerts coming up? Anybody want to promote anything? Promote yourself. Plug yourself!
I got a Berry Farm gig out at Krause Berry Farms again on the 13th. It's $5 to get in.
Hey, how's that?
And when are you playing at the Krause Berry Farms too? No? You're welcome to come on the 13th, yeah.
Okay. Coming up next is the late night show with DJ Ray. Did you want to say something?
Yeah, for my next show is 5, 6, 7, 5, 6, and 7 in Edmonton. Okay. And el 13, Vancouver. El
13th.
Yeah. 13 en Vancouver. El 19 estaré en Toronto.
In Toronto.
Yeah.
And check him out on Facebook as Reyes Michael Romans. All right. So coming next, up next is the late night show with DJ Ray. We'd like to give thanks.
And this is our summer edition, so stay tuned for that.
Excellent. Summer edition. Like that. We want to thank the maker. Thanks, William. And William, the double bill, Billy Frew and Bill Taylor.
Thank you very much.
Of course, oh geez, why am I getting stuck here? Patricia Dunphy, I just get stuck sometimes. Thanks to our families, our parents, our siblings, to everyone out there listening to this in this beautiful city. Please let us know our thoughts on our website, themedicineshow.ca, and all of our, you know, social networking and everything. It's very sexy, this website.
Yes, it's gonna be. You can see the website maybe in 1 week.
It's It's too sexy for the internet.
Yes, exactly.
Now that says a lot. We're going to be launching our new website. That's very exciting. That'll be coming up in a week or two. Thank you very much. See you next week.
Good night, everybody.
See ya. Good night.